it's a radio station, you can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as Point Grey, UBC. My name's Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and we were just listening to a new Future Star song. She just dropped the song 2 days ago. I waited until this morning to actually listen to it because I just knew by the name Kiss the Mirror, it was going to be something special. It's all about loving yourself and taking yourself on dates, which is one of my favorite things to do. In the studio today, we also have Tatiana. Hi, Tatiana.
I'm not on.
Oh my gosh, you're not on. Hi, Tatiana.
Hi.
I'm so not used to having someone in here. Here, tell the listeners a bit about yourself while I adjust this mic, because I realize that I'm facing the window, and that's really awkward.
So my name is Tatiana. I am a high school student. I am from Earl Marriott Secondary, White Rock area, so a little bit of a commute. I enjoy doing art, and I tend to be kind of reserved, but this radio opportunity really gave me almost like a time to shine.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I've been hearing you on different shows and hearing bits about your story and stuff, and like your ideas, which I totally want you to share bit with our listeners too. I know that you have some ideas about a radio show.
Yes, I already did two fill-ins.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary, and I'm planning to do two more until my work experience here at CITR is over.
Mm-hmm.
One will be Monday from, it's either, I believe it's from 12 to 1, mm-hmm. I believe, and the other one will be from on Wednesday from 1 to 3, so nice. It will be a two-hour show.
Oh my gosh, two-hour shows are really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and are your other episodes, are they podcasted so we can listen?
Yes, one of them is called All Knowledge Hurts, where I dive into communism in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just an overview, and I mostly didn't because I'm Russian, and I felt like a lot of that information is swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is called Blabber Dabber,
mm-hmm.
where I just talk about everything and nothing in particular.
Nice. I'm so excited to listen to them and thank also you. To your shows that are coming up. Yeah, it's really cool. We're going to be talking a bit more in a little while. But before that, just let you know, along with the new Future Star song, we also have a new song by Nice Apple, definitely one of my music crushes. And also some Taco Cap. But we're going to start off with Manic Sheep. I'm thinking about sleeping because my coffee did not work this morning. They are a shoegaze band from Taiwan, and they just released a single called Deep Dust.
Thank you. Past the heresy, excuse me if this
And we're back. We're just listening to the band Coming Up Roses. They're a band from Singapore. And that was their new single, Waters. Before that, we had Nice Apple, a new song from Nice Apple called Are You Still There? From their new album. This time, Nice Apple is auto... Oh, gosh, I don't know how to say the word. Kothaking?
I don't see the word. Oh, no. Can you spell it out?
Yeah, it's C-A-T-H-E-C-T-I-N-G.
Kothaking,
maybe? I think so. I looked it up earlier to find out what it was, what it meant, maybe. But I don't remember anymore. That's okay. It's a really good album.
Let's pretend.
This is when, like, one of my friends is going to text and give me the pronunciation. I guarantee it. Emily, mm-hmm. I know you're listening. But yeah, Nice Apple. They put out a little two-song EP last year that I really fell in love with. And yeah, both of those songs are on this album.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. And before that, we had Manic Sheep with the song Deep Dusk from... Oh, it's a title track from their album Deep Dusk. Yeah, so we were just chatting a little bit more about... the shame of listening to mainstream music and how mm-hmm. silly that is. Because, yeah, mainstream music, like you're saying, is there. It's mainstream for a reason.
Yeah.
Do you want to share some more thoughts about that?
Yeah. Like, there is, like I told you before, I feel like there is a lot of this cool hip culture about knowing bands that other people don't. It's almost a part of being an exclusive club.
Totally.
Which I do understand, but at the same time, like, enjoy what you enjoy and don't shame others for enjoying other things.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just a different person. And if someone likes this kind of music, that's okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's so interesting, just like the politics around music. And
mm-hmm.
I know that on this show, I really try to find, I really love shoegaze music and like dreamy music. And that's when I first started listening to it. When I was younger, it's like a lot of that music, like they were hits. They were like, mm-hmm. you know, had music videos on Much Music and MTV. But now, like, one of my really big goals with this show is to try to find music by women and non-binary people
mm-hmm.
Who fit into that. Often they are used for their soprano voices to make the music sound pretty amongst, you know, a band full of men. But it's really, yeah, I find it really exciting to do that research. So a lot of the times when I'm playing music on the show, I have no idea who these people are until I'm listening to them. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think at this point, there is so much evolution in terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say if it's a good or a bad way, but we now tend to shift our focus onto the artist instead of the material itself.
Totally.
People choose to listen to certain music because it represents a certain group. Like, mm-hmm. for example, for you, it's people who are non-binary, mm-hmm. transgender.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly fine. That's what you choose to align yourself with.
Totally.
Like, for myself, I personally look forward into more content.
Yeah.
But it's something that you do need to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't listen to someone who completely disagrees with my values.
Definitely. Yeah. I know that the music that I really get attached to is the music that makes me cry.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, same.
The sad bus music.
I know. Sometimes I would turn it on, like, today. Today is a pretty good day, but then when Republic came on, like, Come Home, and it's the saddest song ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
That's totally how it's going to be today.
I know. Sometimes you just get stuck with that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to a band, Taco Cat. I'm sure some of you have heard of Taco Cat. Have you heard of Taco Cat before?
Well, during my journey in CITR, mm-hmm. I have, but not before.
Yeah.
I think Dork.
Yeah.
Dork played some of their songs.
Nice.
So don't quote me on that, please.
Totally.
Yeah.
I know, I know that Taco Cat has, some of the members of Taco Cat are good friends with a couple of my friends. So that's why mm-hmm. I've mostly heard about them. But also, they just got signed to Sub Pop Records, which I think is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have not played them on the show before. So we're going to listen to a song from their new album, or is it an upcoming album? Let me just take a peek. Oh, just released album earlier this month. I guess it's been out for a little bit. So the album's called This Mess Is a Place, and the song is called New World here on CITR.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Mm-hmm.
We were just listening to the band Winter. They are a band from Los Angeles, and that was the song Bonsai from their Infinite Summer EP. And before that, we had, Brutal Poodle with their single Crowd Control. Thanks, Brutal Poodle, for sending that along to me. And we started off with Taco Cat with the song New World from This Mess Is a Place. So we figured out how to pronounce that word in the Nice Apples album.
Yeah, so it's cathect.
Yeah.
Because it's cathecting love, like self-love almost.
Yeah.
Loving oneself. So here at 101.9 FM CITR Radio, we learned something new.
We did. We really learned something new. We now know that the album is about a time when Nice Apple was loving themselves.
Oh.
I know. It makes me love them even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's such a good album. I was listening to it yesterday. Highly recommend it to everyone. So I was going to ask you, off the air, and then you're like, no, let's make it a surprise. So
okay.
What is your favorite part about working at CITR?
Only one.
Okay. Your top three favorites.
Okay, top three is being able to express my creativity,
mm-hmm.
being able to discover new people and new music,
mm-hmm.
etc., and having connections with all of its members.
Nice. That's really awesome.
Yes, I know it kind of sounds cliche, mm-hmm. almost, like in every movie, oh, I love the people, but I really do. It's something I do mean. Look, everyone's here has been great, and I have, when coming in here, I feel like I was afraid of being judged by my age,
mm-hmm.
being a high schooler and a teenager, because mostly like people brush this age group as like troublemakers and mm-hmm. people who haven't figured themselves out yet, so they don't have to be taken too seriously. Totally. Because they don't have a real weight in a society, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But here, everyone has been very welcoming, like, with so many people of different ages, and, like, you and Chris, like, and Dork that I've been sitting on the show with, like, mm-hmm. it has been, like, a one-to-one connection. It wasn't, like, the host wasn't talking down to me. It was, mm-hmm. was equal kind of respect, in a way.
Totally, yeah. Well, you're my co-host today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fun. I wish you could just stay at CITR forever. I'm going to start a petition.
Yeah, just chain me up. I won't. Okay. I won't escape. I want to stay here. It's probably just my school that wants me back.
Yeah, we'll talk to your school.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have a chat. Good. Okay. Yay. We're going to play some more music for all of you. I just have to keep... I keep making eye contact with you. Then I have to look at the screen. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were just listening to Winter. So next we're going to play a song by Total Drag. It is called Redhead, and Total Drag is, it's another Californian shoegaze band. So here you go. Total Drag with Redhead on CITR.
A redhead just like you.
I know. I'm definitely a fake redhead now, but I used to be real.
Yeah.
I know. I need to get my roots done.
We'll be right back.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
We're back. We love you, Chris Horrific.
Oh, great. I love him.
So great. So awesome. Yeah, we just heard a bunch of really awesome songs. We just listened to Hatchie with the song Without a Blush from her new album Keepsake. And that is, she's an artist from Australia. Before we had Young Doctors in Love, which is a Toronto-based dreamy band with the song Juliana from their new album In Love. And we started off with Total Drag with their new single Redhead. What did you think of all the songs?
I think I can definitely see what kind of genre you prefer,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely not the same music.
Yeah.
It's still very varied.
It's so varied, yeah.
So I really enjoyed Without a Blush.
Yeah, Without a Blush was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you just add some fuzz to some music and you can like really take it from any genre. We're going to leave you with a new song by Dumb. It's called Content Jungle, and it's from their upcoming album, Club Nights. But first of all, I just want to tell you about two really awesome shows that I'm hoping to make it out to this week. Cave Girl and Nice Apple are having a tape release tomorrow night at Dynamo Arts Association. And on Wednesday night, Calarissa is going to be playing with Ivory Towers, Print Shima, and Stephen Carl O'Shea at Redgate. But yeah. It's been so fun spending the last hour with you. It's been so fun spending the last hour with you, too.
Thank you.
I'm like, oh, I really, you'll be here next Friday, right? Like, in the building?
No. So, okay. Unfortunately.
This is, like, a big goodbye.
I know.
We've only met, like, just over an hour ago.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, hopefully some Dumb will cheer us up.
You still have to call my school.
Remember? Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going to arrange it with Dora. I'm pretty sure they'll be in for it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, protest in front of your school. If anyone wants to protest, you're more than welcome.
Yeah. But before the protest, I will be on air from 11 to 12. I corrected myself. I made a mistake. I'm not from 12 to 1. I'm from 11 to 12 mm-hmm. on Monday. And on Wednesday, I'm from 1 to 3.
Awesome. Yeah. And you can catch Tatiana's other podcasts on CITR.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so excited to listen to them.
Make sure you tune in to Dreamy next week.
Oh my gosh. That's my show.
Yes. I wonder whose show that is.
I don't know. Some girl.
Some pretty awesome girl.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I heard she plays some weird music.
I mean, that's cool though.
It is cool. Thank you. Okay, so let's listen to some Dumb while I blush. This is Content Jungle from their new upcoming album, Club Nights. I love you all so much, and I can't wait to spend some more time with you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Content Jungle, out there I can pack it on my own.
And stay tuned for Bepi Crespin Presents coming up next.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its